You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A San Francisco civil grand jury report cites a lack of police traffic enforcement as one reason behind the city's failure to implement Vision Zero. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, let's talk about Vision Zero, how speed cameras may help improve things since we have a severe understaffing.
Yeah, you know, I got to say anything would be an improvement right now, what we're talking about. Vision Zero was this sort of a national trend. It was adopted by Mayor Ed Lee about 10 years ago. And the idea was to have a time when there were zero traffic fatalities in San Francisco. Other cities tried it as well. Now, they did it through a couple of means. One of them was to try to re-engineer streets. And that's why you're seeing a lot of speed bumps out there and what they call bulb outs, which is, added sidewalk curves at the intersection. So it's a shorter walk across the street. They barred right-hand turns on red and a number of other measures, but it just didn't have any impact. The fatalities have stayed the same in the mid-30s just about every year. It goes up a little bit, goes down a little bit, but it really hadn't had much of a change. And so the civil grand jury took a look at it and found out that one of the reasons why, possibly a key reason, is that cops had stopped ticketing. I mean, if you take a look at the numbers, in 2015, there were 10,000 tickets issued in the month of June alone, but that number dropped to 3,000 in a couple of years later, especially after the pandemic. A combination, it got down to June 2022, only 200 tickets were being issued. The reason was a couple of things. One was, you know, there was concerns about racial profiling by issuing tickets. More paperwork was added as a result. Cops issued fewer tickets and lower staffing. So now we're going to go to automated, which is sort of going to be a real, I got to say, a shock to a lot of people in the city.
I think so. We have our Mike DeWald out there this morning, and he's seeing lots of those flashes, and that's never a good sign if you're a driver. You know you're getting that ticket when that flash goes off.
Yeah, but I've got to say, you know, they issued some 350,000 warnings in the last 4 months as they were getting the cameras ready to let people know that if they go over the limit, you know, that they could be ticketed. But Margie, we're talking about you don't get a ticket unless you're going 10 or 11 miles over the speed limit. Now, that you got to know that. I mean, if you're going 35 in a 25 zone, you are moving. And if you're going over that, you know, you're a danger. So it might be a rude awakening, but other cities have it a lot tighter to the speed limit. Let's say you're going, you know, 2 or 3 miles over the speed limit, you get whacked. This one, and it's $50. And we'll see. It's interesting to note that since the cameras have been up, that there's been only about one third are repeat offenders. In other words, two thirds of the folks out there that got a ticket didn't do it again. But about one third continues to. And it's going to be interesting to see if that number stays the same, that no matter how many tickets you get, people still speed.
You think they'll slow down? I mean, you get a ticket, they'll slow down. I mean, that, you know, by extension will...
I think that is the best way, Margie. That is the best way. You get a ticket, you have to pay. That comes right. Now, this isn't going to be a point against your license like a speeding ticket if you get pulled over by a cop. But no, yes, that is the way. They say that you can have education. You know, you can tell people to slow down. You can have enforcement, which is to, engineering, which is to try to make it slower streets. But the real, ticket to getting fewer accidents is tickets.
Thanks so much. As always, that is Phil Mateer, and Phil will be back tonight at 5:50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.